This is File 18, Cycle 4. Today's date is August 9th, 2019. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Maeve O'Day, who is a staff member at the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. She's going to talk about her job, the structure, and anything else pertaining to that foundation. But first, we'll start with the difficult stuff. What is your name?
My name is Maeve O'Day.
And how did you come to Lakeville from Cork, Ireland?
My brother came here before I did, and I would come to visit him from time to time. And one of those visits, I met the man who is now my husband and moved over here in 1991.
And when did you join the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation?
In 1992.
And how did you find out about it?
The Lakeville Journal.
Oh, good.
I was looking for a job, and they were looking for a person.
And what was your job description?
It was assistant to the executive director.
Is that the same position you hold now?
No, now I'm program director.
Who were the founders?
The founders were Bob Blum, along with Dana Creel, Bill Olson, and Carl Stoker.
How about Don Warner?
And Don Warner.
And what's the area that you serve currently?
It is the northwest corner of Litchfield County, the northeast corner section of Dutchess County in New York, all of Columbia County, New York, and all of Berkshire County, Massachusetts.
Both North and South Berkshire?
Yes.
And how long has the foundation existed?
The foundation began in 1987.
And how many staff members presently?
We are 19.
All right, now we get into the tricky part. The structure has grants and funds, right?
The structure has funds that make grants.
Okay, let's talk about grants first.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of grants do you have?
So we have many different types of grants. We have grants that people can apply for. So those are our competitive grants. Those grants are given out through our area funds. Those are funds that have particular geographic area focus. Our scholarship funds, education enrichment funds, and some field of interest funds. So for instance, we have funds for artists, and we have a fund for the environment. Other grants are recommended by donor advisors, so those are people who have created funds at the foundation and use them for charitable giving. And then other grants are more proactive, so that's where the foundation identifies where there's a need for funding and either creates or supports programming there. So, for instance, our Northwest Corner Fund is currently focused on the opioid abuse epidemic, and all of their funding is going towards that issue. And that's supporting a curriculum in all of the middle schools in Region 1, working with the McCall Foundation of Torrington.
And I think that you said that with the grants, about 50% are donor grants, and competitive grants about 25%, and leadership grants about 25%.
Mm-hmm. That's my estimate, yes.
You mentioned area funds with the Northwest Corner, the opioid.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Southern Berkshire, and you mentioned the Central Berkshire. Could you give me an example of some of the managed funds that are investment services?
Yes, some of our funds are held for nonprofit organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, in the Northwest Corner, we have funds for Women's Support Services and for the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And so in those cases, the funds are invested through the foundation. Over all of our assets together, we have about $150 million, and so we have a very sophisticated investment process. And then the organizations call on those funds annually to support their their operations.
In general, what does an advisory committee do?
So particularly for our area funds or field of interest funds or education funds, these are committees that are community residents and that recommend funding to the foundation. Because we are such a large and dispersed geographic area, it's not feasible for our board of directors to review every single grant application and to know what's really, you know, best for every corner of our catchment area. And so our board really relies on these advisory committee members to know what's really needed in their community and what's the best use of funding. And so typically there's an annual funding cycle where those committees review grant applications. They're looking at reports from previous grants. Oftentimes they're going out to visit programs. And then they come together with staff to make their recommendations, and that goes back to the board for their next meeting.
Okay. Basically, how many on your board of directors?
We are, I believe, either 23 or 25 at the moment. And those are, again, people from the four counties that we serve.
Okay. And how are you funded?
Through the community. It's really people who want to support their communities and make them better. You know, they create funds at the foundation or they give to existing funds. And we have gifts large and small, I think, from, you know, well under $100 up to the millions of dollars and everything in between.
Do you have an endowment?
We do have an endowment for our operations, yes.
And do you get funds from other foundations?
We do, for particular programs that we're doing. Currently, we have a major initiative in Berkshire County around the arts. It's called Arts Builds Community, and this is engaging with our strategic priority of community engagement. So it's working with arts and culture organizations to connect their offerings with underserved populations, so people of color, immigrants, low income. And this is done through grant making and also through a capacity building program for those organizations.
Going back to the board of directors, what number of years makes a term?
Three-year terms, so 9 years total.
Okay, so it would be 9 years. Mm-hmm. And then you're off, but can you go back on again?
Yeah, you could, I think, but
nobody's done that yet.
Nobody's done that yet. What more typically happens is that you will continue to serve on a committee.
Ah, so you go from the board perhaps to a committee.
Exactly, yeah.
Using all of the expertise you can get.
Exactly, we need every bit of it.
Who's the president right now?
President is Peter Taylor. He's been there, this is his fourth year. And he came to us from the Maine Community Foundation, so very steeped in our work.
And you have a new gentleman that's just been named.
We do. Joe Baker is our new vice president, and he came to us from the Fairfield County Community Foundation, so he is moving to the area.
How do donors find out about the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation?
That's a really good question. I think there's lots of different ways. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's through our constituent funds. So, for instance, we hold the Jane Lloyd Fund, and so, you know, people might be giving to that to help people with cancer and meet their basic needs. So their donation is actually going to the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation for the Jane Lloyd Fund. And then there are other people who find us through their professional advisors. So we work quite a bit with attorneys and accountants, and particularly as people are making their estate plans. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes they will consider a community foundation. I think particularly if there's not a, you know, sometimes they know there's a particular organization they want to support, but sometimes they might want to leave money for education or the arts, and so a community foundation is very well positioned to implement that funding.
And what are some new programs for the future, other than the opioid?
Mm-hmm. So right now I would say the arts spilled community, and then we're actually engaging right now on an educational attainment priority, and It's very interesting. We have a consultant educator who's researching county by county, you know, what is happening around educational attainment and then where philanthropy could make a measurable difference.
What do you mean by educational attainment?
So the idea is, if you have an education, you are better, you are more likely to have economic opportunity. So it's really
Well, is it for slow learners? Is it for gifted and talented? What is it for?
So it's not prescriptive at this point. It's really we're looking, as I say, county by county. And
so it's more of a study at this point.
Yeah. So in Dutchess, in Northeast Dutchess, which is where we started with this work, we've actually just given funding to the BOCES Vocational Training School in Dutchess County to hire a school-to-work coordinator who will be starting next week. And she'll be focusing particularly on Weebatuck, Dover, Millbrook, and Pine Plains school districts, and really looking at those students who are not necessarily going straight on to college, but seeing, you know, what kind of training can they receive while they're in high school to better position them to get a good job when they leave high school.
Okay. What haven't I asked you that I should?
So the other thing that I neglected to mention is our Center for Nonprofit Excellence. And that's a series of seminars and programs for nonprofits to help them do their work, because we don't, you know, our work is really through our nonprofit partners, and so we want them to be as good as possible. Mm-hmm. We have for many years offered a nonprofit learning program, which is focused on a team of staff and board members and looking at governance and fundraising. And that's been very successful, we think.
Good.
And then we also, last year, started our first board leadership forum, held it at Simon's Rock. And we're going to do that every other year. Again, that has a focus on particularly on board members. And it's around governance, it's around fundraising, it's around strategic planning, all the good things people need to know. Oh, can I mention one other thing?
Of course, go right ahead.
Our Neighbor to Neighbor Fund, which is, it's unusual for us because most of our funds that do grant making are endowments, but our Neighbor to Neighbor Fund is different in that it's money in, money out, and so donors give to this program to help people in times of crisis in their life. We are very flexible in terms of how the funding is used, so maybe it'll get the car fixed, maybe it'll get prescriptions for somebody, mm-hmm. maybe it'll get the electric turned back on or prevent it being turned off. We don't give the funding directly, but we work with social service agents in each of the towns in Northwest Corner, and actually this program is throughout our region. And they're small grants, but they can make a difference.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.